各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
五个月不见你们，心里面总是觉得很挂念你们。
Haven't seen you for 5 months, and I'm always thinking about you.
昨天晚上在这个中文团契里面，很高兴看到这些久违了五个月的弟兄姐妹。
Last night at the Chinese Fellowship, I was very happy to see brothers and sisters whom I've missed for 5 months.
的确如此，不管东和西，家里是最好的。
No matter where I go, home is always the best place to be.
在五个月里面，我去过两次中国和台湾，一次泰国和缅甸。
In this past 5 months, I've had trips to China, Taiwan, also Thailand and Burma.
多年来，我对这个宣教有很大的热忱。
Over the years, I've always had a heavy burden for missions.
终于能够得偿心愿。
Finally, I fulfilled my dream.
可是很累很累。
But it was very, very exhausting.
究竟年龄已经是够了，我知道。
I know that I'm old enough.
所以以后我决定每年只有一次去东部了，东方去了。
So I think going forward, I can only plan one trip to the Far East.
我们来读几段圣经。
Let us turn our Bible to some scripture passages.
一段在约翰福音十五章和二十章，还有一章在耶利米书第二十章。
We'll look at passages from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, chapter 20, and also Jeremiah, chapter 20.
我们来看约翰福音第十五章第六到第七到第八节和十六到十七节。
John chapter 15, verses 7 through 8, and then verses 16 and 17.
约翰福音第十五章第七节，你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
John 15, 7 and 8, If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
第16节到17节，你们不是你们拣选了我，乃是我拣选了你们，并且分配你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们什么？我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。
You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other.
还有一段就在后面几章，第二十章，第十九到二十一节。
Chapter 20, verses 19 through 21.
约翰福音第二十章第十九节，那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因为怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在他们当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见是主，就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。”父怎么样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话，就向你们吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。
Chapter 20, verses 19 through 21. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hand and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, Peace be with you.As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
好，我们还有一处在旧约耶利米书。
Then the last passage is from the Old Testament, the book of Jeremiah.
只有一节，在二十章第九节。
Chapter 20, verse 9.
耶利米书第二十章第九节，我若说我不再提耶和华，也不再奉他的名讲论。我便心里觉得似乎有烧灼的火必塞在我骨中，我就含忍不住，不能自禁。
But if I say, I will not mention him or speak any more of his name, his words is in my heart like a fire shut up in the bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot.
好吧，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，你能够让我们在这些话语中再找到你当年的意思。
Father, we thank you that you give us your words and help us and allow us to be able to find the meanings of these words as you intended them to be.
我们不但看到里面告诉我们宣教的一个负担，还让我们看到宣教的热忱。
Not only do these words help us realize a burden for missions, but also a yearning and a burning desire for it.
主啊，我们不是靠着自己里面的一厢情愿就去远方去宣教。
We do not go to faraway places for missions, for evangelism, just because we like to.
原来是你的话语说得很清楚，同时你差遣我们去。
But your word tells us clearly it must be because you send us.
有许许多多的人在历代以来，他们被你的话语，被你的话语激励，然后他们自己在你差遣之下都去了远方。
Over the course of time, we see how many people were moved by you and called by you so that they are willing to make the sacrifice and go to faraway lands to preach your gospel.
甚至于他们埋身异乡。
There are many who died in foreign lands.
他们也没有懊悔。
Without any regret.
这个宣教的火就一代一代的传承下去。
Thus, the fire of missions continues to burn from one generation through the next.
如果你自己升天之前，你有大使命要差遣我们到地极去传你的福音。
Our Lord Jesus, before he ascended to heaven, he gave us the Great Commission.
谢谢你在这个教会里面，你兴起每年都有一个月叫宣教月，把这宣教士和那些有差遣的人带来和大家分享这个宣教的负担。
And we thank you that at this church, every month in a year, we set it aside to emphasize the importance of missions, to share the gospel to foreign lands.
求主保守我们的心怀意念。
Lord, watch over us.
也能求主能够让我们在以下的时间安静在您面前。
Help us to be quiet before you.
我们这样感谢祷告祈求是奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们刚刚读的圣经里面讲到约翰福音十五章有一段，约翰福音二十章也有一段经文。
The passages we read from the book of John had two parts that we read was from the chapter 15 and also chapter 20.
每次我读到这两段经文的时候，我心里面都有一个感动。
Every time I come across these passages, I'm always moved.
就觉得是主要差遣我们去传福音了。
I feel strongly that these are words telling us that we need to go and share the gospel for him.
应该去完成他的大使命去宣教了。
We need to fulfill his great commission and go and preach the gospel.
这个话怎么讲呢？
Why do I say that?
是不是我们可以看到约翰福音十五章往前面看一点点，我们就看得更看清楚一点。
If we read the scripture prior to John 15, we will realize that even more clearly.
如果你们看约翰福音十五章开始的时候，约翰被圣灵感动说了一个比喻。
We know that the Apostle John, under the moving of the Holy Spirit, shared a parable.
这个比喻很奇妙，但是很简单。
It is a very interesting, yet very simple parable.
他说主耶稣是那个葡萄树。
It says that Jesus is the vine.
我们这个基督徒都是那个枝子。
And we are the branches.
那么父神呢是栽种葡萄树的园丁。
The Father is the gardener who plants the vine.
他告诉我们，我们这些人有一个共同生存下去的目的。
And we have a common purpose to live.
就是枝子要跟葡萄树要连接在一起。
That is, the vine and the branches must be connected.
什么叫连接在一起？就把它的营养从葡萄树传到枝子，枝子能够接受它的营养。
The branches must be connected to the vine in order to receive the nutrients it needs to grow.
而且枝子接受于葡萄树的生命。
And the branch also derives its life from the vine.
因为它是有生命的，有营养的，所以它就结出果子来。
And because the branch thus receives its life and its nutrients, it's able to continue to grow and to bear fruit.
果子就是葡萄。
And the fruit it bears, are the grapes.
这果实里面有种子，能够把耶稣基督的生命一代一代传承下去。
And the fruit has seeds, and the seeds can be planted, and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ can continue to be shared.
这个很简单一个比喻，可是里面有很深的意义。
It is a very simple principle, but has great significance.
就是我们在这个世上要为神结果子。
That is to say that we need to bear fruit for God.
而要把这个果生命从我们这一代一代一代传承下去，经过我们的果子。
And this life must be passed on from generation to generation, and this life can only be shared through the fruit that we bear.
约翰还提出一个警告。
John also brought up a warning.
假如这个枝子不结果子的话，
if the branch does not bear fruit,
那个栽培葡萄树的园丁，就是我们的天父，就把这个不结果子的枝子剪去。
Then the father, who is the gardener, would then come and prune the branches.
把这个枝子丢到外面枯干，人把这个枯枝捡起来，丢到火里烧掉。你看，一点没事，我们就没有价值了。
And the branch that does not bear fruit would be pruned and it would be tossed out, and other people will come by and pick it up and they will burn it, and so it has no value.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们听过这个比，不知道听过多少次。
We heard of this parable many, many times.
你也用过多少次？
Maybe you even used it many times.
有没有看到里面很重要的一个使命在里面？
Do you see the important mission that came through these verses?
不是你为自己而活。
You do not live for yourself.
你为那个传承生命而活。
You live for the purpose of passing on the life.
你把你的孩子带大是什么原因？你把你的所有的价值观什么都给他，让他一代一代的传承你的家风，你的家里面的事情。
Why do you raise your children a certain way? That is because you want to pass on your values and your traditions, and that your name, that the family that you have, you want to pass it on to them so that it can be passed on through two generations.
同样的，主耶稣为什么给我们生命？
Similarly, why does Jesus give us life?
那个生命是主耶稣儿子的生命。
That is the life of the Son Jesus Christ.
坐在里面慢慢慢慢长大。
It can grow, and it'll grow slowly, but it will grow and mature.
因为他要叫你把这个生命从你这样传承下去。
Because he wants you to be able to pass on this life to others.
所以我们如果在我们这个我们若藏在主里面，主也藏在里面，就像枝子和葡萄树常常连接的时候，我们就看到这个中间那个功效。
So if we remain in him, just as the branch remains in the vine, then we will see the effectiveness of this life.
刚刚我们第八节念的，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。你看，说好清楚。
Here says that this is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. It's very clear.
反而言之就是说，如果你不结果子，它被剪掉后，你和神毫无关系。
In other words, if you do not bear any fruit and you're cut away and you're tossed away, then you do not have this life.
所以后面你看圣经后面新约里面讲，我们不要闲懒不结果子。闲懒不结果子就坐你天天没事干，就看看电视，做做这个做那个，不结果子。
And so that's why the Bible in other places warns us against being fruitless, not producing. If we're lazy and we just sit around, we watch TV all day, we do not bear fruit for him, then we're not producing.
这个结果子有很多方面的意义。
There are many meanings to the phrase bearing fruit.
可以说传福音宣教是一种意义。
You may say that sharing the gospel or going on missions is one of it.
也可以说彰显神儿子的生命在你身上。
You can also say that it means to manifest the life of Jesus Christ.
也可以说你的生命得到很深的造就。
It could also mean that your life has received a deeper significance.
但是生命一定要流露出去。生命如果只有你一个人自了汗，自己一个人享受。你别人一点都没有得到好处。
But the life, that life must be shared with others. If you have a good life, but yet you only keep it to yourself, then it's really useless.
各那个生命上具体的流露都是结果子。
And so any effect of the goodness from your life that you're able to share with others, that is bearing fruit.
Oswald Chambers, 他写了一本书叫 My Utmost for His Highest.就是张博士牧师写的《竭诚为主》这本书。
Oswald Chambers wrote a book called My Utmost for His Highest.
他说神叫我们得救，不是仅仅叫我们得到罪的赦免和在罪洗净而已。
He says God allows us to be saved not only so that we can merely be saved and go to heaven or that merely our sins are forgiven.
神叫我们得救是要给我们生命。
God saved us so that we may receive life.
那个永远的生命从主耶稣基督的儿子，神的儿子而来。
The eternal life can only come through the Son Jesus Christ.
可是给我们生命也不是最终的目的。
But giving us that life is not the ultimate purpose.
要我们把这个生命活出来。
It is so that this life can be lived out before all men.
要把这个生命结出果子来。
That is, this life can bear fruit.
要让神的生命从我们这个不起眼的生命，很卑贱的生命传出去。
That is so that the life of God, His salvation, can be shared from the mouth and from the lives of us who are really not worthy of our own.
Oswald Chambers 说得很清楚，我们不是只为自己而活。
Oswald Chambers tells us very clearly that we ought not to live for ourselves only.
这和我们一般从小长大的时候听来听去，好像自己只为自己活，只为家人而活一样。
Maybe this is sounds something similar to what we've been taught growing up: live for yourself or live for your parents or for your family.
一个基督徒和一个不信基督徒最大的分别在什么地方？
What is the biggest difference between a Christian and a non-Christian?
不信主的人只为自己，只为家人，只为那个小小的一群人而活，而做事，好像那个整个人就为了那个而做而活一样。
A non-Christian lives for himself, for herself, or maybe for their own family. Basically, they live for this little circle that they're involved with.
基督徒的生命不是传你自己的生命而已。
As a Christian, you do not only teach a priest about your own life.
你传一个很广大的生命，很永远的生命，那是神儿子的生命。
Because what you preach and teach and share would be a broad life, an all-encompassing life, which is the life of Jesus Christ.
不是叫你自己和你家人得益处就好了。
It is not so that it only benefits yourself or your family.
想到神的国度。
You're thinking of the kingdom of God.
神啊，你的国度降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，是我们常常讲的主导文。
Lord, may your kingdom come, and may your will be done on earth that is in heaven. And this is what we pray in the Lord's Prayer.
其实有一节圣经你们都很熟悉，就是约翰福音三章十六节。
We're all very familiar with a scripture from John 3:16.
他说：“神爱世人，甚至将他一切，甚至将神的独生子赐给你们，叫你们一切信他的。”下面还没，你先念这翻译这个，然后下面。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Should not perish.But have eternal life.
不至灭亡就是我们的罪得赦免，我们是不会再死了，又不会为罪而死。这个不是这个而已。
Should not perish. Of course, that means you receive the salvation. You're not gonna receive the eternal condemnation, you're going to heaven.
而且要,
but that's not enough.
要得永生, 那什么永生呢? 神儿子的生命, 这个是儿子生命要活到永远去。
It is to have eternal life, and that life is the life of Jesus Christ, and it's a life that will live on forever.
换言之，我们基督徒不是为自己活到这一辈子就算了。
So Christian does not plan his or her life, which is the present life.
可怜啊，一个人活顶多活八十岁、九十岁，给你一百岁好了。
A human life span maybe 70, 80, okay, fine, maybe you live to 100.
我们活的是要活到永永远远，在天上永远的生命，神儿子的生命。
The life that really we look forward to is a life eternal. It's a life that will live on forever and ever. That is the life of Jesus Christ.
所以约翰福音三章十六节和Oswald Chambers讲的差不多，讲的意思一样。
And so John 3:16 and what Oswald Chambers says, they coincide.
我们不至灭亡只是一部分神叫我们能够没有罪和他和好的关系。
To not perish, yes, it speaks of us having that life of Christ, escaping the condemnation, not dying from our sin.
反得永生那个才是很重要的。
But to have that eternal life is even more important.
什么叫永生就永远的生命。
Eternal life means a life that will go on forever.
就是把他的生命传承，传承，一代一代的传承去。
That is to continue to share his life from one generation to another, and that it will go on forever and ever.
主耶稣已经2000年前的事情，到今天还在传承下去。
Jesus came to this world 2,000 years ago, and still today his life continues to be continues to go on.
回到我为什么说每次读到约翰福音那两段的时候，我都自然感到主要差遣我们去宣教这件事情。
So why did I say that when I read these two passages from John, that I feel strongly that I'm moved to go on mission?
我特别要请你们再回到在约翰福音二十章那段。
Let's go back to John chapter 20.
第十九节，那日就是七日第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因为派犹太人门都关了，耶稣站在他们中间，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父子们差遣了我，我也照样差遣了你们。”
19 to 21, on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together and the doors locked for fear of Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hand and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
各位弟兄姊妹，这里面耶稣对他们门徒说了两次，愿你们平安。
In this passage, Jesus said, "Peace be with you," twice.
19节讲了一次，21节也讲一次。
Once in verse 19 and the other in verse 21.
希伯来文它是 shalom, shalom, 就是一次 shalom 不够，还第二次 shalom.
The Hebrew word is shalom, and one shalom is not enough. He has to say shalom again.
请你们看第19节的 shalom, 愿你们平安，是讲到主安慰他们，主是一个复活的主，我没死，你看我复活了。
The first shalom in verse 19 is Jesus telling them, "Don't be worried because I have resurrected, look at me, I have come back to life."
你看主把那个手上的勒，手里面的这个枪，这个怎么讲，钉痕啊，或者是勒旁的枪伤给他们看，就是表示说主，这就是我，可是我现在复活了。
And so Jesus showed him his hands, showed him the nail piercing, and also he showed him the side, which was pierced by the spear. So he is showing them, see, it is me, and I have now resurrected.
所以他们就大得安慰，这个你们讲门徒看见是真正是主的话，就喜乐了，好高兴啊，这个就是主啊。And
so the disciples saw him, and they were overjoyed because they recognized that it was the Lord.
第21节你看很有意思，主耶稣说，愿你们平安，父怎么样差遣我，我也要怎么样差遣你们出去。
Verse 21, Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you," but this time he said, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
19节耶稣是复活的主，21节耶稣是宣教的主，差遣的主，要你们出去到外面去差遣你们出去。
Verse 19, Jesus was that resurrected Lord. Verse 21, he is the Lord of missions. He is sending his disciples out to preach the gospel.
所以我要父怎么样差遣我们，你们要到普天下，使万民都做我的门徒，这就是万民让奉父子圣灵你们给他们施洗，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus said that you must go and preach the gospel and to make disciples of all nations, and that I will be with you from now to forevermore.
各位弟兄姊妹，这是个很重要的信息。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important message.
先要有个客观的认识，从主耶稣，从神的话语中得到认识。
We must first have an understanding objectively through the Word of God.
这样子才有宣教的负担。
Because that's where the burden of missions would come.
你看主耶稣说，我要差遣你们去，这不是宣教的，要你们每个人有这个负担吗？
Jesus said, I am sending you. Isn't that the commission for them to go and share the gospel?
但是不是到那里为止，要有主观的领受，才有一个宣教的热忱，你才能够出去。
But that is not enough. Subjectively, we have to have a first-person experience where we receive that commission from God.
再说这，刚刚我们讲到那个葡萄树枝子的关系。
We go back to that relationship between the branches and the vine.
是一个生命连接的关系。
It is the relationship of sharing of life.
所以我们信了主，罪得了赦免以后，我们逐渐长大，逐渐成熟，我们就结出果子来，荣耀我们的天上的父神。
After we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, our spiritual life grows, and we start to mature, and we start to bear fruit.
可是这个只是一个客观的认识。
That may be an objective, perspective and an understanding.
是一个坐而言而已。
And it is a, theory.
说是啊，我是他的门徒，是我知道我应该出去，这是我的大使命，神的主耶稣的大使命。
Yes, it is a recognition that I am a disciple and a follower of Christ. Yes, I have a commission from the Lord Jesus, which is to share the gospel.
可是主耶稣不觉得满足，不觉得够。
But Jesus does not think that that is enough.
你看，他向门徒显现。
You see, Jesus appeared to the disciples.
他不只是把手上的钉痕、肋旁的枪伤指给他们看。
Not only did he show them his hands and his side,
而且说，我父怎么样差遣我，我现在也要这样差遣你们出去。
But he said, as the Father sent me, so send I you.
这就是门徒要主观的领受主耶稣的吩咐。
And so that is a subjective experience that the disciples would then receive the sending from the Lord Jesus Christ.
不是仅仅的坐而言。乃是要起而行。
It is not just to talk about it, but to get up, get out, and do it.
但是你要有起而行的话，你非得要前面很扎实、很深刻的对宣教、对主耶稣的道理有认识才行。
But in order to get up and get out, that person must have a very realistic understanding and a conviction and a commitment to the sharing of the gospel.
同样的，如果你要不断的宣教下去的话，你得要传承主耶稣基督在里面的生命，要一直保持一个宣教的热忱才行。
And not only that, the life that we have, we must continue to have that burning passion for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to others.
我认得一个宣教士，他呢是我们教会支持的，叫做 Pauline 黄和美宣教士。
I know of a missionary, her name is Pauline Huang, and our church supports her.
她1985年，她就把她台东基督教医院的药剂师的事情丢开，去做宣教士。
In 1985, she quit her job as a pharmacist in a hospital in Taiwan.
她去学习讲泰文。
She went and she studied the Thai language.
她学习在曼谷两年。
She spent 2 years in Bangkok for language studies.
然后她就到清迈去了22年。
Then she went to the Chiang Mai for 22 years.
2007年因为生病， 他只好退回台湾的海宣的办公室。
In 2007, she had to return to home office of the mission organization because of her health.
她在台湾养病的时候并不是闲着没事做，她在那里帮助招募那些新的宣教士。
But even while she is recovering, recuperating in Taiwan in the home office, she was not resting. She was still very active in recruiting workers for the mission.
而且每年一次或者两次带个短宣队到泰国的工厂去那里实习。
And on an annual basis, she would take short-term mission groups to Thailand and to learn about mission.
在2009年，几年前，我在台湾的这个海宣办公室碰到她。
In 2009, a few years back, I met with her in the office in Taiwan.
哎，我说黄教士，你怎么在这个地方啊？
So I asked her, I said, Missionary Huang, why are you here?
她说我住在这里，这就一个办公室，我在那边我就是我住的。我说啊，你住在办公室里啊？
She says, this is where I live. The office is here, and my room is back there. And I said, you live here in the office?
啊，我说你在这干什么？
I said, what are you doing here?
他说我要在招募宣教士，我要带领一些人，还是回到泰国去做短宣。
She says, I am here recruiting for missionaries, and at the same time, I am organizing short-term missions group to Thailand.
我说 Pauline, 你现在还想不想去宣教啊？
And I asked her, I said, Pauline, would you still like to go out to the missions?
他讲那句话到现在我还记得。
Her reply still remain in my mind.
他叫徐老师，因为我以前是做老师做这么多年，还叫徐老师。他说徐老师，我心里宣教的火还在你燃烧，还在你烧。
Her response to me was, the burning fire of missions still, the fire of missions still burns within my heart.
他说我心里面那个祭坛上还在烧着那些火，从来没有熄灭过。
She says,Within the altar of my heart, the fire of missions continued to burn and had never gone out.
如果你们看立位记第六章的时候，神要叫他是个宣教那个祭坛上的火永远不可以熄灭，要永远的点燃。
If you read Leviticus chapter 6, you'll see that on the altar where sacrifices are made, God commanded the fire never to be extinguished.
你看这个神的使女用这个话来告诉我。
You see this, the servant of God, she used these words to tell me.
她激励我，她说她宣教的热忱，那个火还一直烧着，没有熄灭过。
She encouraged me that burning, passion and that fire for mission continued to burn.
22年在泰国。
She spent 22 years in Thailand.
结果是因为这癌症要回到台湾去。
Then, it was because of the cancer she had to return to Taiwan.
她一点没有埋怨神，神啊，我为你做了一辈子，你看你还给我癌症吗？
She did not complain to God, saying, God, I served you faithfully for 22 years, and then why do you bless me with a cancer?
她告诉我，她说我的宣教的火还在烧了。
No, she says, in fact, that fire of mission continues to burn within my heart.
还从来没有熄灭过，像那个祭坛的火上的火一样。
And it's never gone out like that fire that is on the altar.
他这番话让我想起我们刚刚念那个耶利米书那个20:9那句话。
Her words reminded me of the words we read from Jeremiah chapter 20.
耶利米先知耶利米说，我若说我再不提耶和华，也不再奉他的名讲论，我便心里觉得似乎有烧着的火在我的骨中，必塞在我的骨中，我就含忍不住，不能自禁。
The prophet Jeremiah said, if I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name,His word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot.
所以你看，先知耶利米用这样子文字来形容他心里的感觉。
These are the words the prophet Jeremiah used to express his feelings.
他一生热爱神。
He loved the Lord all his life.
他把神的爱化成遵从神的命令去传福音的行动。
He took his love and passion towards God, and he realized it in action that he would carry the name of God and to preach the gospel to others.
我看那个 C.S. Lewis 路易斯，他说那个主耶稣讲的话里面有两个字突出来，跳出来给我。
When I was reading C.S. Lewis, there are two words that he used that jumped out.
C.S. Lewis 这个大的这个宣教家，他说一个是来跟从我做我的门徒，来跟从我。
C.S. Lewis says the first word is come, where Jesus says, "Come, follow me," and to be my disciple.
第二个名字去，去使万民做我的门徒。
The second word is go. Go and make disciples of all nations.
我读了以后，心里面有很大的感动。
I was deeply moved after I
read this. 来到主耶稣面前，做他的门徒，弟兄姐妹。
Jesus said, come, come and be my disciples.
去，去使万民做他的门徒。
Then he says, go and go make disciples of all nations.
把这耶稣的命令化成一个行动。
So we take, so he, so taking the commandments of the Lord and make it into actions.
把神的生命接着你去传扬出去。
So that the life of God can be shared from you.
所以各位弟兄姊妹，宣教的负担是来自客观的认识。
So brothers and sisters, yes, the understanding and the knowledge about missions comes from an objective learning.
是来自耶稣的话语和他的大使命。
It comes from the teaching of Jesus and it comes from the Great Commission.
但是宣教的热忱是来自主观的领受。
But that passion and that yearning to go out and be in the missions, that comes from your subjective action.
是来自圣灵的感动。
It comes from the moving of the Holy Spirit.
就是我们心中那团熊熊的宣教的火，常常保持烧着，永不熄灭。
That is that burning passion and that fire that is within our heart to share the gospel that would never be quenched.
我自己就有这样深深的感动。
That is also my personal experience.
你们都知道，我2000年的七月开始在这个教会里面跟着朱长老一起。学习去牧养，学习去传道。
You know that starting from the year 2000, I came to this church and came to serve and to learn from Elder Chu about how to pastor a church.
可是侍奉了十年以后，在从2010年开始后，这个神的灵对我的感动，要我出去宣教，越来越强，越来越强。
After 10 years in 2010. That desire that is from God to go out and preach the gospel became stronger and stronger.
最后到一个地步，我读什么圣经，好像都是神在叫我，你要去宣教，你要出去宣教。
It came to a point where almost every passage in the scripture that I come to, when I read it, it seems to be telling me, go to the missions field.
马太福音14章，耶稣对5000个人也给他们吃饱的时候，他就对门徒说：“你们给他吃吧。”我看那个你们好像告诉我你要去给他们吃吧一样。
In Matthew chapter 14, where it tells of the account where Jesus fed the thousands, when Jesus said to his disciples, "Go and feed them," I thought that was speaking to me, saying that I need to go preach the gospel.
约翰福音21章，当主耶稣在提比利亚海边。看见彼得和他的门徒在那打鱼的时候，他后来给他们准备早上准备的饼和热的饼和鱼吃了后，他为了彼得3次，西门的儿子，彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗？
In John chapter 21, by the Sea of Tiberias, when Jesus appeared to the disciples and prepared food for them, prepared breakfast for them, and then he turned to John and he asked him 3 times, "Do you love me?"
彼得3次说：“主啊，你知道我爱你。”
Or asked Peter, and Peter responded 3 times, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."
主耶稣3次说：“你喂养我的羊，你喂养牧养我的羊，你喂养我的小羊。”
And 3 times Jesus replied to him, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep, and also feed my lambs."
我读到这，我觉得主耶稣再次告诉我。你要去牧养那个羊，那个羊不是在这一群里面，在外面那群，你把它带回来，带到这个羊群，归于同一个大牧人。
I feel like that was the Lord speaking to me as well. Not only am I to go preach the gospel, but to bring these sheep back to the fold and back to the great shepherd.
各位弟兄姊妹，的确你，我没有告诉你，我心中有很大的挣扎，很大的挣扎。
Brothers and sisters, I never share this with you, but I struggled with that much.
我要做个驻堂牧师呢，还是要去做个宣教士？
Do I stay at a church to be a pastor, or do I go out and become a missionary?
所以我和我的妻子，我们两个在一起祷告。
And so I prayed together with my wife.
我也让我的女儿和女婿他们也知道我心里面的想法。
And so my daughter and son-in-law, they know my thoughts.
所以2012年的时候，一月的时候，我向这个教会提出辞呈。
And so earlier than I 2012, I sent in my resignation to the church.
他们说你为什么要走啊？
They asked me, why are you leaving?
我说我要出去宣教。
I said, I want to go out and to be in the mission.
弟兄说你也可以一方面宣教，一方面在这个教会里面做牧师，做长老啊。
And brothers and sisters tells me, well, you can go out and be in the missions field, but at the same time be an elder in this church.
但是我说我要出去，到外面去，就是刚刚 C.S. Lewis 说，去使万民做我的门徒。我那个强烈的意愿要去，要出去。
And I said, but like what C.S. Lewis was saying, go.And preach the gospel. And that is how I feel. I wanted to go. I wanted to leave.
我记得有几个弟兄姊妹跑来跟我讲，哎，你为什么走啊？
I remember some brothers and sisters came to me and said, why are you leaving?
你是不是对什么人有什么意见才走啊？
They asked me, are you having issues with other people in this church?
弟兄姊妹，我今天凭神的慈悲，神里面的感动告诉你，是我要感动我要出去宣教而走。
By the grace and mercy of God, I have to tell you, indeed, it is because God moved in my heart. That is why I left.
这个仍然是我属灵的家。
This is, of course, still my spiritual home.
我回来仍然很快乐。
When I come back, I'm always joyful.
我仍然要你们祷告支持我的工作。
I still ask for your prayers to support my work.
所以那天我记得十月二十八号，去年十月二十八号最后一个主日，我讲了一篇道，将那三弟给我用加勒的话讲。
I remember my last sermon here on October the 28th, I used the word of Caleb to give me the land, the high land.
我跟我们全体会众在这儿照了一张照片。
And I took a picture with all the brothers and sisters at this church.
你们有很大的爱心，给我们吃了一个丰盛的午餐，还有一个很美味的蛋糕。
And you guys showed your love to me by preparing a very wonderful lunch, and also we had a very tasty cake.
这十一月的时候，我就去了中国。
And so in November, I went to China.
我带领一个传道人退休会，一个家庭教会的一个特会。
I went and led a retreat that is designed for ministers, and another one for church.
今年的一月二号，我就去了泰国清迈，带领了当地同工的一个退休会。
And in January, I went to Thailand, and I went and led a retreat that is for the ministry co-workers.
八天以后，我就飞到缅甸的仰光。
8 days later, I went to Burma.
然后我从仰光。飞到他们那个北面一个城市叫当季东芝，在那个地方我带领两个少数民族的一个退休的传道人退休会。
And in Burma, I led two retreats that were for ministers to the minority groups.
一月二十五号，我又回到，终于回到了台湾，回到了美国。对不起。
On January 25th, I returned to the States.
今年的3月4号我又走了。
On March 4th, I left again.
我在武汉和台湾带领聚会。
I went to China and Taiwan and I led different meetings.
我告诉你一件小小的一个见证。
And there's a testimony I'd like to share.
我3月16号晚上12点钟到达台北的家里。
And March 16, I arrived at home in Taiwan.
我洗完澡睡觉的时候是晚上两点钟。
After a shower and taking care of different things, I went to bed at 2 a.m.
第二天早上 6点钟就起来，只睡了4小时。
The next day I woke up at 6, only slept for 4 hours.
因为我要回到台北的环堂去讲道，8点半的讲道。
Because I have a sermon to give at a church in Taipei, and the service starts at 8.
我不好意思叫人这些人给我们准备早饭，我都到那边去找我早饭吃，吃完了以后坐那个地铁啊等等就跑去了。And
so,
不是地铁，坐公共汽车去了。And
so I found my own way to the church.
8点半完了以后，我在你门口和人家一个个握手的时候，那个教堂，我们以前离开的时候，60年代离开的时候，只有300个人，现在有3000人。That
church, as I arrived and I was greeting people at the door. Now that church, when I left, in the 60s, that church had about 300 people. Now that church has 3,000 people.
每一堂就400-500人。
Every service they had, they have about
400 to 500. They
have three services, one at 8:30 in the morning, then one at 11, and then one in the afternoon. And they forgot, they want me to preach three times on that same day, and they've forgotten how old I am. After the sermon at 8:30, I was shaking hands at the door.
后面有人拍我的肩膀。
Somebody came up to me and patted me in the back.
我一看, 李基才和艾琳在那里。
I turn around, it's our brother and sisters Jing and Eileen.
他说你怎么在这儿啊?
I said, how come you're here?
我真高兴看见我们自己教会的弟兄姊妹在那个台湾那个地方拍我的肩膀。
I was very happy to see our own brothers and sisters patting me on the back in Taiwan.
他说我们可以出去吃个早饭吧。
They asked me, why don't we go and have breakfast? I said, no need, I've had it already. And I said, I have to preach again at
11:30.
And they said, how about we have lunch at 12:30? And I said, well, I'm sorry, I have to preach again at 4 o'clock.
他说我要去跟那个尼牧师讲，这不对的，你一天讲3堂道不对的。They
said, well, I better go tell the pastor, you shouldn't be asked to preach three times.
结果我12点40分完了之后，我太太和我，还有艾琳和李继才，我们就到隔壁吃一碗好棒好棒的牛肉面。
12:40 after the sermon, I did go end up going to lunch with my wife and also Jing and Eileen, and we went and had a very good bowl of beef stew.
他说你吃完了饭你干什么?
And so they asked me, now you're done with lunch, what are you going to do
我说,
now?
我说我要找个 Starbucks, 搞一杯咖啡在那睡觉。
I said I have to find a Starbucks and have some coffee and then take a nap.
因为下午4点钟还要讲道。
Because I have to preach again at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
他说你到我家来，我家里面，到我家来睡觉。He
says, why don't you come to my house to take a nap?
哦，我说你家太远了。I
said, well, your house is too far.
哎呀，你不知道，这5分钟啊，转个弯，台大对面。他说我累你，我们买了个家，你到那去睡觉去。They
said, oh, you don't know, we actually bought a place that's 5 minutes from the church.
各位弟兄姊妹，神预备这两个天使来帮助我。Brothers
and sisters, God sent these two angels to come and help me.
我在他们家里面客厅里面睡一觉，打呼声音很大，呼呼呼。So
I took a nap in their living room on the couch. I know I snored very loudly.
因为我昨天晚上只睡4小时。Because
I only slept 4 hours the night before.
如果不睡这一个钟一个小时的话，我下午4点钟根本不可能讲到。If
I wasn't able to take a good nap, there's no way I can preach at 4 o'clock.
我人也哑，累了，喉咙也哑了。I'm
exhausted and I have no voice.
可是我睡一觉。 大呼的睡了一大觉起来，精神焕发。And
after an hour nap with much snoring, I woke up with a lot of energy.
4点钟就回去讲那个bilingual service.
So I went back at 4 o'clock and to preach at the bilingual service.
各位弟兄姊妹，看到神的对他的仆人的预备。
Brothers and sisters, you see God's provision for His servant.
他们神差遣这对夫妻来帮我一个很大的忙，让我睡了一觉。God
sent this couple to come and provide for my needs so that I can take a good nap.
所以我说他们是神差来的天使。That's
why I call them angels from God.
今天我的天使没来，我看看啊，他没来。My
angels aren't here today.
最后我来讲一个故事作为结束，好不好？I
want to share a story to conclude the message this morning.
有一个在19世纪末期的一个人。
There's a person who who lived in the late 19th century.
他的生命很短促，只有26岁不到就死了。
This person lived a short life on earth. He died when he's 26.
他的名字叫 William Borden. William Borden. William Borden 就是威廉·伯德恩。我们翻译成威廉·伯德恩。
His name is William Borden.
他的在美国的芝加哥长大的。
He grew up in Chicago.
他的父母亲有亿万的家产，是乳酪业的巨子。
And his parents are billionaires, and they have a family business in the dairy industry.
他在读高中十年级的时候，在参加穆迪先生的布道大会，他得救了，他信耶稣了。
When he was a sophomore in high school, he went to a conference by Moody, and he accepted the Lord there.
他说从此以后生命有很大的改变。
He described how his life took a drastic turn from then.
1905年他高中毕业了。
In 1905, he graduated from high school.
他父母亲送他一个很特别的毕业礼物。
His parents gave him a very special graduation gift.
送他一张飞机票去环游全世界。
They gave him an airplane ticket that would take him throughout the world for travel.
31天以后他回来，他心里面很大的感动。
31 days later, he came back home.
他看到一些落后国家的一些穷人呢，饥饿的人和饥寒交迫的人，他们的穷困的生活，他很感动他。
Because he saw the conditions of the poor and those who are at the bottom of the society, and he saw their needs, and he was deeply moved.
他写了一个明信片给他的在芝加哥的父母亲，他说：“我一生以后，我要毫无保留去帮助这些穷困的人。”
And so he wrote a postcard back to his parents in Chicago and said that for the rest of my life, I am determined to help the people in this world who are needy.
他用了两个英文字叫 "no reserves"。毫不保留。
And he used the phrase "no reserves."
同年，就是1905年，他考进了东部 Connecticut 的名校，就是耶鲁大学 Yale University.
1905, he was accepted into a very prestigious school in Connecticut, and that is Yale.
他在中大学里面很热心的参加基督徒学生的晨祷会，今天早上就去祷告。
And he was a regular attendee of the morning prayer groups, morning student prayer groups.
他也参加一个学生自愿宣教的团契，叫做 Volunteer Students Evangelism Fellowship. 这个 VSEF 就是现在的 InterVarsity 的前身。
He also joined an on-campus fellowship called the Volunteers Evangelistic.
Fellowship.
The Campus Fellowship, and that is actually the predecessor of InterVarsity Fellowship.
对，在团契中，他有一次有一个在回教中传福音的一个人跑来传福音，他听得很感动。
And one time at fellowship, he heard a sharing of a missionary who worked among the Muslims.
这个人叫做 Samuel Schmel, S C H M E L Schmel. 他在回教徒里面传了12年的传教。
This missionary, his name is Samuel Schmel, and he had served among the Muslims for over 12 years.
这个 William Borden, 他说我以后一辈子要到回教徒里面传福音。
And so Borden heard this message, was so moved that he said he's decided that his focus for his missions field would be with the Muslims.
1909年他大学毕业的时候，他没有接受父母亲给他安排的一个高薪工作，反而愿意到 New Jersey 的 Princeton Theological Seminary 去做神学生。
In 1909, rather than accepting a high-paying, prestigious job that his parents provided for him, he went on to Princeton University's Theological School to become a seminary student.
他在那圣经的背面，在那个刚刚写的那个 "no reserves" 下面写个刚刚写的 "no 什么"no reserves" 下面写个 "no retreats"， 绝不退缩，就是他往神的感动上往前去，他就读神学装备自己。
In his Bible, he wrote down the two words "no reserves," and now underneath it, he says now "no retreat."
所以1912年12月的时候，他在神学院读书的时候，他参加一个 一个宣教旅行团坐了一个帆船到世界上去走一圈。
In 1912, he participated in a missions trip where the fellowship had prepared a sailboat and they went around the world to preach the gospel.
他有个心愿，他要到埃及去把阿拉伯话学好。
And he had planned and determined to go to Egypt to learn the Arabic languages.
你想他要去哪儿去传福音？
Do you know where he decided to go?
他要去中国的甘肃省的回民中间传福音。我不知道他神为什么会给他一个中国的甘肃省的回民中间传福音。
And he wanted to go to China and to minister among the Muslims in Gansu province.
It's not Muslim, it's called Hui. 那个就是那个 tribe 就叫回啊，回民，回民啊。
The Hui group.
Hui group, right. 这是个很大的伟大的心愿。
And of course, I don't know why God moved him to go there, but he decided to go there, and it was a great dream of his.
那个帆船是有机动的，有摩托的，走了几个月以后，终于到达了埃及。
It's a sailboat, but also had motor, and so they took a while, but they eventually reached Egypt.
可惜当时埃及流行一个传染病，叫做脑膜炎，叫 spinal meningitis。
But at the time when they reached Egypt, there was a plague epidemic that was spreading around Egypt, and it was meningitis.
他在1913年4月9号就在开罗的一个医院中死了，那个时候不到26岁。
And so in 1913 April, and he passed away in a hospital in Cairo. He's only 26.
今天是2013年，刚刚是1913，20年，现在4月21号，整整100年。
And that was 1913, April 19th, and today is 2013, April 21st. So it basically has been just over 100 years since he passed away.
人家整理他的遗物，看到他的圣经。
When people were taking care of his belongings,
他圣经后面除了 no reserves, no retreats, 就是毫不保留和绝不退缩之后，加了一个 no regrets,
it's all his Bible.
永不后悔。
And after writing down no reserves, no retreats, he wrote down no regrets.
那就在他病重的时候，他晓得他自己在世上大概没有，那个时候那个 meningitis 是绝症，没有办法给医，今天现在都能够医了，那个时候是绝症。他死之前他写了这个 no regrets.
He wrote these words while he's in the hospital knowing that he was dying. Of course, meningitis at that time could not be cured. If he lived today, medicine could probably take care of him, but back then, it was an incurable disease.
他的宣教生涯按我们人来看还没开始就结束了，好像不值得一样。
In terms of his missions work, from men's perspective, it seemed like it hadn't even started before it ended.
但是神纪念这个宣教士。
But God remembered this missionary.
你听了我讲没有？我叫他宣教士。
You remember I call you notice I call him a missionary.
他的事迹现在很多很多很多次人在宣扬。
Because his story has now been shared by many.
我记得几年前Pastor Elton 朱碧汉也来讲这个事情。
I remember Pastor Elton came and shared about his story as well.
今天如果你到甘肃的兰州。有一个第二人民医院，前身就是伯德恩医院，在1918年的时候成立的，在他死以后五年，他家族捐钱去做出来的。
In China, Gansu, in the city where he would have gone to, there is a hospital that was first established by his family in 5 years after he passed.And it was named the Boarding Hospital, just to remember him.
Yeah, 很多人的一生像彗星一样，像昙花一样，但是他也是一样，很短促，不到26岁。可是神纪念他在神面前 的白上。
Many people's lives were as bright as a comet, but also burned bright, but dies out shortly after, and that is the life of boarding as well.
他那三个 no, 一个 no reserves, 二个 no retreats, 第三个 no regrets, 表达说明了他一生的宣教的心愿。
The three no's that he wrote down as his determination, that showed his determination is no reserves, no retreat, and no regret. These were the desires of his heart.
在约翰福音十二章二十四节怎么讲？耶稣说：“一粒麦麦子不落在天地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。”
Jesus said in the Gospels that if a grain does not fall into the ground and dies, it will not grow, sprout and grow and bear much fruit.
你看这个伯德恩，他就是在地里死了那个麦种。
You see that boarding, he is such a person.
He died and he was buried. 他的宣教的负担和他的热忱深深地打动许多后世基督徒的心。
But because of his passion and because of his commitment to missions,that so many others were moved because of him.
使许多人愿意像他一样付上生命的代价去宣教，把福音传到地极。
And because of him, many were moved and were moved to share the gospel to the ends of the world.
巴比伦，你听了这个故事以后和这篇信息以后，你心里有神感动你。
I hope that after you hear his story and this message, that also God moves in your heart.
你愿意让神来培养你宣教的负担。
That you would be willing to allow God to nurture a desire within your heart for mission.
各位弟兄姊妹，你要好好的读经，在圣经上能够把神的话语里面找到那个客观的认识。
Brothers and sisters, we need to invest time in the reading of God's word so that objectively we can come to a clear understanding about the need to share the gospel.
然后神的灵加倍的感动你，你有宣教的热忱。
Then, by the moving of the Holy Spirit, God will add on to you that burden and that passion for mission.
就像刚刚黄教师讲，他有个宣教的火在里面燃烧，燃烧，燃烧。
Like Pauline Huang says, that there is a fire that is burning within her heart.
像那个先知耶利米讲，他那个火在他的骨中必塞着烧，使他寒冷不住，不能自禁。
Like the prophet Isaiah says, that the word of God is like fire.That is held back within his bones, and he cannot keep it back.
像伯德恩一样的，毫不保留，绝不退缩，永不后悔。
Like Bourdain, who would say, "No reserves, no retreat, and no regret."
去尽上你的力量，去实行主耶稣托付你的大使命。
That you would expend your efforts and your energy in order to accomplish the great commission from the Lord Jesus Christ.
记得我们刚刚讲的一颗。麦子要落在土里，要死了。
Remember, if a seed does not die and be buried in the ground,
才能够结出许多子粒来。
It would not be able to grow and bear much.
记得那个主耶稣说，你要和他联合在一起，像枝子和葡萄树联合一样。
Remember that Jesus said that.As the branches, you must be connected with the vine so that the life is connected.
当你的生命和主耶稣联合在一起，你才能够结出像他生命一样的果实，你说对不对？
When your life has been connected with the life of Jesus Christ, then you will be able to bear the fruit that is truly meaningful.
但是能够让我们一代一代的传承下去。
May the Lord allow us to continue to pass on this mission from one generation to the next.
直到主耶稣来的日子。
Until the Lord comes again.
我们来做个祷告结束。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings.
你看见那些宣教士前仆后继的、抛头颅洒热血的为你的工作尽上他们的。他们的你给他们的护照。
We see these missionaries who served you and who followed you and who paid with their lives.
求主耶稣基督让我们看到，你不只是复活的主，你也是宣教的主。
Lord, allow us to recognize that not only are you a resurrected Lord, but you also a Lord of missions.
你父怎么样差遣你来，你也怎么样差遣我们出去。
As the Father sent you, you send us to go out on behalf of your name.
就像刚刚 C.S. Lewis 说，来，来做我的门徒，去，去传扬我的话语，直到地极，叫万民做我的门徒。
As C.S. Lewis expressed that you call us to come to follow you, but then go to make disciples.
也看见伯德恩，他给我们一个很好，很好的一个心态和他的愿望。
Encourage us with the commitment that Boarding had, which were both his wishes and his desires.
他的三个不不，就是一直被传送着，一直影响后世的基督徒。
His three no's continues to be shared among the Christians and continue to encourage missionaries and future missionaries.
求主保守我们中间有被感动的人。不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Pray that those among us who have been moved, that we will not quench the moving of the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意接着他的棒子往下走去。
That we will also be willing to take on his mission and to pass it on.
就像当年以赛亚书，以赛亚在神的这个宝座面前说，有谁愿意为我去的时候，他说，主啊，求你差遣我。
Like the prophet Isaiah, when he is in a vision before the throne of God, when he hears God says, whom shall I send that we will respond like him? Send me, Lord.
主啊，差遣我，我能够愿意去为你做，走这个传承的事情，一棒一棒下去。
Send me because I am willing to take on the mission and to continue the work of the gospel.
我们谢谢你给我们的信息。
Thank you for giving us your message.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢，奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.